Welcome to the Potty Slam.
That was surprisingly unenthusiastic.
Welcome to the Potty Slam.
There we go. Thank you.
This is the house that Welcome to the Potty Slam.
What's your name?
I forgot my own middle initial.
Is the Alzheimer's setting in? I didn't think you were that old.
If we want to get into old people stuff, I can tell you that I've been diagnosed with like the early stages of glaucoma.
Oh no.
My doctor's like, it's going up and up and up. You're not there yet.
Right.
But like, he's like locked and loaded some drops for my eyes. I'm like, fucking eye drops? Really?
Perfect.
Next will be the breathing treatments.
Well, yep. Thankfully, the way medical technology is, like, he's like, glaucoma's just a drop now.
Right.
Like, can I get the weed though?
Yeah, no kidding.
Still get that? No, the drops apparently will, whatever.
Aww.
But it was like, great. That's right in the old man holster.
Yep. First is the glaucoma drops, then your ARP card will come in the mail.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I get, because my father and I have the same name, and he's pushing 70 right now. Mm-hmm. I get magazines, I'm sure, for him. Because sure. I don't think I'd quite need handles that stick in your bath.
Hey, you never know.
The sit stool for the shower. Not there yet.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say no.
You know what? When I had my knee issues, we'd put a steel chair in the shower. I know, a shower sitting in a steel chair.
So then when your wife comes in, you can hit her over the head with it. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, then I did a power elbow off the edge of the shower.
And then the Batista bomb.
Ladies love the Batista bomb.
That's true.
What do we show? Yeah, Potty Slam. We are wrestling, blah, blah, blah. You know what you're listening to.
If you don't know what you're listening to at this point.
Mm-hmm. You're all in, though.
Yeah, you might as well.
April. Yes. It's been a while since we've heard from you.
I know, and I have a really interesting, very bizarre story tonight.
That's what we do here.
Mm-hmm. So there's someone that we have not covered. Whenever I look at stories, like, you know, in preparation for the show, I always think back to who we've covered, and I always want to pick someone that we haven't talked about, or at least haven't, like, focused an entire episode on. And someone that we haven't really focused on is Roddy Piper.
Oh, the rowdy one.
Yes, the rowdy one. And I thought, especially
not
since,
to be confused with the new...
With the Rhonda one.
The Rousey one.
What was the one that I called her? And I like her, by the way. It just happened to rhyme. Rhonda Drowsy.
Some people say
people who don't like her.
Yeah.
Some people like her, though. So,
but some people say she is Rousey on the microphone.
Oh, my God.
Enter your racist Funaki joke here.
Funaki.
But Rowdy Piper is one of the best.
Yes. He even Ric Flair has gone on record saying that he is the most gifted entertainer in the history of professional wrestling.
Completely underutilized.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't think he ever got a world championship. Definitely not in WWE, but I don't even think WCW.
Mm-hmm. Sad. Well, let me look. I had pulled him up, especially because of the Ronda Rousey situation, mm-hmm. where she's using all of his...
She got the blessing from the family, I believe.
Yes. Which is really nice. I think that's really cool. It seems to fit her and her personality.
God, when she looks mad, though, I get scared.
I know. But yeah, it looks like... there were no
WCW run
titles.
Yeah, I think so.
Nope.
Sad.
Which is sad. He was married to his wife, Kitty Joe Dietrich,
for a long time. Too.
For a very long time. They got married in 1982 and never divorced. They were together until he passed away in 2015. He was 61.
It's too young.
Yes.
The older I get, the younger that sounds. Right?
They have four children together. So
one of his sons is a MMA fighter, I believe. Was.
Oh, okay.
And I think he might be training for wrestling now.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
Rowdy Jr.
Yeah. Good tag. I don't know.
I'd watch it.
Yeah.
I watch everything anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
I know, right? I'll only watch if certain people appear.
Well, okay. So I was looking more into his biography, and I did have to laugh because they bill him as like the Scottish like supernova, right?
Yeah.
He's from Canada.
Yep.
Saskatchewan. Saskatoon.
That is, of course, that is known as the Scotland of Canada.
Right. Exactly.
For the record, in the WWF, the only belts that he ever held were Intercontinental and yep. tag,
did he get tag team
with Ric Flair.
With Ric Flair. Ooh, that little brief period with Ric mm-hmm. Flair. Really? Mm-hmm. That'd have been it. I'll have to go to the network and watch that.
But other than that, the only time he's ever held the heavyweight championship were in NWA Pacific Northwest.
Yeah. When he was in Oregon. Mm-hmm.
And then NWA and big time wrestling in San Francisco.
Yep.
That's right.
So I guess interestingly enough, the first time that I saw Roddy Piper didn't have anything to do with the wrestling. Like, I'm sure you can say like, oh yeah, I remember watching him back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Back when you were just a gleam in your father's
exactly.
pants.
Ew. That's yeah, no, actually the first time I saw Roddy Piper, he was a special guest on Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory.
Really?
Yeah, he came in. I remember the episode. Roddy Piper came in and trained Rob Dyrdek in ring wrestling.
Oh.
And then he wrestled at a show, I think.
Oh, Rob did?
Yeah.
Did he do okay? I mean, because that's not much training, obviously.
No, it was like 2 hours of an afternoon.
Yeah, that's near enough.
He did all right, but mm-hmm. he came in, he skated in, and like
that's cool.
Went off a ramp into the ring. That was his big entrance.
Bob Dyrdek's one of those, just an interesting guy.
He is. He really is. He has two kids now.
Does he really?
Married with two kids. Yeah. Huh. Fun fact, I follow him on Instagram.
I guess so.
Anyway, so Roddy Piper, this is a story from 1984. So he was traveling with Big Nasty, Angelo Mosca, Kevin Sullivan, and a referee named Bill Alfonso.
Oh, I know. Bill Alfonso. Yeah.
So at this point, they had Mosca had gone home to Canada, and Eddie Graham had brought in Roddy Piper for a few dates. So they were driving from Miami to Tampa, and it was along the swamplands. So like, put yourself there, okay. Swamplands. And they're driving along on the highway, and Roddy Piper saw something out of the corner of his eye. And it was an alligator.
Oh, okay. No.
So Roddy Piper decided that he wanted to make himself a belt and a pair of boots from this genuine Floridian alligator.
This is the decision making of God. What's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say ADD, but compulsive.
It's compulsive.
It's very compulsive to see an alligator and decide,
you know, I'm going to wrestle that.
I think I'd like to kill that.
I'm going to wear that.
Yeah, exactly. So, of course, they pulled over to the side of the road. And now,
fucking wrestlers,
it's
man.
Just what they do.
Allegedly.
Okay, fair enough.
And I don't know if this is what, like, the fish was this big story. But allegedly.
The gator was
this Yeah, big. The gator was 6 feet long. So he was a big guy.
Well, big. Not outrageously big.
Not outrageously. Not like one of the big 20 footers you see.
But it's
like
the size of a human being.
Right, exactly. Now, alligator hunting is illegal. So there's
for your own safety, not the gators.
Exactly. There's a lot of finger pointing when it comes to who fired the shots.
Nub pointing.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of nub pointing.
It was him.
So somebody, Roddy Piper, fired two shots from his pistol.
Oh, from a handgun.
Yep, he had a handgun in the glove compartment, which doesn't everyone. Yeah, mostly.
Probably not legal is what I was hinting at.
Well, and I certainly would want one in Florida too.
But again, neither is gator hunting, so.
Very true. So yeah, he fired two shots at the alligator, and the gator just floated there. And he was about 20 feet away from where they were standing. So they just kind of
thinks it's dead. Maybe
they just kind of stared at it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now what? It was one of those moments in making a rash decision like that, where you think, okay, that was a good idea, but now what? So their only choice, if they're going to get the boots and the belt, is to go get their trophy.
Oh, no.
So, Kevin Sullivan had read somewhere that pearl divers in the Pacific would slap the water to keep other alligators or crocodiles away, or no, excuse me, sharks from away. Where they were diving.
Seems like, okay.
Like that's supposed to
I'll take his
them
word
off.
For it because I don't know.
Yeah, I'm honestly not going to go into any shark infested water and no. That seems like a bad idea.
It seems like it would attract them.
I've seen the movie Deep Blue Sea, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm that, not fucking around with it.
Great any, documentary, by the way.
It was, wasn't it?
So a Sharknado, but oh, you know.
Very true. So they agreed that Sullivan was going to go in the water and slap the water while Roddy Piper went in and threw the alligator over his shoulder, dragged it out, and threw it in the trunk of the car.
This clearly is not thought out at all.
Nope. And it continues. So
that's the crazy.
I know.
It continues.
So oh. Piper and Sullivan stripped down to just their wrestling tights. Mm-hmm. They, for some reason, were wearing those at the time. They
saves time in the locker room.
It does. They were wearing them under their clothes. Mm-hmm. So they strip down to just their tights.
I might have to try that this weekend.
There you go.
What do you think? Do you think Roddy
that's what Josh does? Mm. He wears pajama pants underneath his jeans. So when he comes home from work, so
he just rip them off. Uh-huh. And you get a little extra layer of warmth.
Uh-huh.
That's true.
It's a good idea.
So do you think Roddy Piper, when he stripped down, he was in his kilt?
I'm going to assume that, boy, you know what? That's, I know you're kind of half, I don't know if you're half joking or not, but that's a really good question because kayfabe wise,
exactly. Well, in the 80s.
Yeah.
That's why I'm thinking I have
imagine
to
imagine you're driving down the highway and you see this man in a kilt shooting at an alligator.
You know what?
You know what? Maud, we didn't see that.
It's Florida. So that's just like a Tuesday in Florida.
That's true. Florida is like a Kid Rock concert.
It is.
Of a state. Like if a state could be a concert, it would be Kid Rock.
I've never heard something so accurately described in my entire life. So, okay. So Sullivan goes in the water, starts slapping around.
Slapping the water.
Slapping the water. I know. So they got in far enough. They were like waist deep in this water. And you have to understand that this was like black water. Oh, yeah, so swamp water.
Oh, yeah.
So they wanted to make sure that it was dead. So they started throwing rocks at it. And Piper said, you know, we threw 10 to 15 rocks at its head and it didn't move. So we figured it was fine.
Oh, this is not the way it's worded. It's a little worried right now.
Yeah. So of course they stop waiting and they make their way up to the alligator. Roddy Piper goes to grab for it. And the alligator moves.
You know when something touches you in the like in the lake? Yeah,
you that make that times like 100. Seaweed or like a fish. Yeah.
Well, especially when you have a 6-foot alligator that it's probably pissed off because you shot
this alligator and then threw rocks at its face. It's probably not super happy. So the alligator starts stirring. And they just stay still because they're thinking if
cheeks clenched. Yeah,
I don't know what I would. I think I would. Would I stay still? Would I run? I would.
People would go, oh, that's where that Jesus walking on water story came from.
Exactly.
Now I get it.
Yes. so the gator starts swimming. Thankfully, it swam away, mm-hmm.
away from the gun.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of swam underwater and away.
To die.
Aww. I'm sure if they would have came back like 2 days later, mm-hmm. it'd be belly up floating in the swamp. But yes, it's true. They made their way very quickly out of the swamp and out of the canal and out of Florida.
Okay.
Sans gator, which I think is really sad. Like, that's a lot of work for no...
Yeah,
for the no gator boots.
The gator paid the price.
It did.
The gator did the job.
The gator job for Roddy Piper.
Yes. Just the whole idea of you see that. Now, by the way, Kevin Sullivan's like my height, but he's like
stacked.
So you got like this fire plug looking dude. You got a dude in a kilt with a gun shooting at a gator. And you're just like, did I did not see that.
Yep. So yeah, that was and when I looked into Roddy Piper, I mean, there are so many stories of Roddy Piper just being insane and ridiculous, but this was, I thought, the most interesting of them. Because what level of crazy do you have to be to shoot an alligator and then wade into a swamp where there are probably more alligators?
I doubt it's just the one.
Exactly. So yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting.
That is crazy.
I know. Do you guys? I know Josh doesn't do any hunting. Larry, have you ever gone hunting? Done any hunting?
I have not gone hunting. I got my license, you know, I got my hunting license, and then I didn't go. I was supposed to go with my uncle. I think it's one of those things, either your family does it.
Yep.
And my dad didn't, my uncle did. Mm-hmm. So I just never did it. And I'm not opposed to it. I actually think it would be nice to, I eat venison when it's brought to me.
When wild, someone else does the work.
A wild boar is good. Mm-hmm. Turkey.
Yeah. Mm. Love. See, and yeah, stuff, I grew up, none of us, no one on my mom's side were hunters.
So why would
no
you?
One on
you
my know? Dad's side were hunters. I like the, I don't know.
I like, and the
I'm not a shooter or a killer. Mm-hmm. Or I
mean, I've shot guns.
Yeah, I just can't.
Could I hit? Yeah, I'm trying to think if I think I could.
You think?
I think so.
I couldn't. I would feel bad. I would shoot a deer and then cry for the next three days.
That deer looked at you.
I'd be like, I know.
A turkey? Fuck a turkey.
Yeah, turkeys are kind of assholes.
They are. I've been attacked by a turkey before. My own fault. There was a group of turkeys. I was like, as a kid, and I was dog sitting for this woman. She would do the like Iditarod type, not the Iditarod, but dog sled racing. Mm-hmm. So she had a bunch of huskies, and she was on vacation. So it was my job to feed the dogs every day and brush them and, you know, and take care of them and everything. And there was a bunch of turkeys in her backyard, and I went, "Ooh, turkeys," and walked right up on them. Did you know they could fly? Cause I fucking didn't. It's just claw, it's fly, and they take their talons and they wing them at. They're like, oh, it was frightening.
They're mean.
They are mean bastards. So I had no problem taking out a turkey.
Boy, I'm going to eat my turkey extra slow this Thanksgiving in honor of the turkey that attacked Mary. Starting
to stuff that turkey full of kielbasa.
Have
you ever done that?
No.
It's a secret tip for you fans out there.
Not so secret anymore.
Take that turkey and stuff your sausage in it.
Sounds like a good plan to me. Josh is having some problems. Gonna make it, dear.
I'm good. No, caught me at a wrong moment.
Yeah, well.
Boy, WrestleMania is coming up.
I know. I'm so excited.
I am, and I know it'll be good. But can we just skip Fastlane? And
I know.
I mean, the Elimination Chamber. If it wasn't for the Chamber, you wouldn't watch. Mm-hmm. But they have the Chamber, so I'm going to watch. So keep that. But I think I almost feel like there's too many pay-per-views. And
there
I know
they're not like worth anything anymore.
I know they're going to combine them back together, which I think is a great idea. Yeah. But I mean,
I feel like they're gonna end up just combining Raw and SmackDown again.
I hope. There's so much talent will get lost.
I know.
Oh, I agree. Meanwhile, you have people like Brock Lesnar that do show up once in a blue moon and they like immediately get the top of the.
The Brock Lesnar thing is so funny. They managed to work, I think, at people with this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody loved Brock Lesnar until now. Now they hate him. Yeah. Now that Roman Reigns out of everybody said something, now they hate him.
Yep.
Which is. Well, there's been a lot of stuff. And I guess we have to wonder if it's all a work or not, because. You always have to remember that I think that Vince has an idea of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And when you have the wrestlers themselves outside of the company saying the man's a genius, maybe he knows how to turn us all on people. And
you see, and what people do is they concentrate on when he misses. And that's going to happen. He's a human being, that they forget all the times he hits, which is more
very true.
Times than not.
Right.
I mean, he saw Roman Reigns and went, this guy could be a star. Now, is he as big a star as he thought? Probably not, but
I think that he's using Brock now as the leverage to really help catapult, because I think a lot of people at this point are like, get the belt off of Brock. We don't care at this point.
Isn't that crazy? They managed to do it to the point where you want Roman Reigns to beat Brock and have the championship.
It's genius.
It is.
What if he's a genius?
What if now? Because there's been a lot of talks about the contracts.
Uh-huh.
What if this is all a work?
The contracts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why wouldn't?
I think everybody's
expecting him to lose and he wins.
Uh-huh. And everyone expects Roman to win at Mania. What if that's not the case?
Because what else is Brock going to do? And I understand Brock hates traveling, which is why he has so many limited dates. Yeah, I know he has some sort of social anxiety issues or something like that. And he doesn't like to be around people.
Then he's in the wrong business.
I know, but that's why I'm explaining kind of why he has the contract. Yeah. Well, then he's a big crossover star.
Right.
Right.
But I think this time he might go back to UFC.
Yeah.
Because he has one last big payday from UFC in him.
Well, there was the drug thing from, and I don't know when that was. God,
that was 2 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say 14 or 15, wasn't it?
Yeah, like just before he came back to WWE, right?
So I just remember that he had was it 1 year or was it a 2 year suspension? I think
it was a 2 year. So this would, it might be actually last year probably came up.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I don't know. It'd be really cool though if Mania comes and everyone expects Roman to win, and they pull out the rug from underneath us and Brock wins.
Yep.
I mean, at that point, who's next? Who could possibly
beat Brock?
Yeah,
Strowman.
But that's gonna be an awful match. It's like two big guys who need other guys to jump around for them.
Yeah, but exactly.
Cena. He's a free agent.
Ooh. Yeah, that's true.
And you know he's going to break Ric Flair's record.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd have to be at Mania.
Yeah.
Yeah. To Mania break or the SummerSlam. Wouldn't he tie it with this next?
He's already tied.
He is tied?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're going to wait another year. I don't know.
Unless he gets in on the Nakamura match.
Well, no, because that's AJ.
That's AJ. Oh, but we got Fastlane.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. He could win. But he would win at Fastlane, and that would be his 17th.
No, they wouldn't do that.
No.
I'm
saying if they make it a triple threat match at WrestleMania.
Oh, I see. Like, come up with some way to make it a triple threat.
I wouldn't want that.
I wouldn't either, but it would be
a good match, but not. I think you don't get great matches out of three ways.
No. You don't get anything great out of three ways.
Even with those three.
There's always one person left out just watching.
Yeah. He's been knocked out to the ring where he'll be out, knocked out like a referee.
Right.
I love WrestleMania talk.
I know. Completely. Well, not really off topic, but sort of. Have you been watching the, the tag team that's live on Facebook? The mixed match.
No, I got to catch up on those. I saw the clips of Braun and
Alexa.
Those are the only ones I'm interested in at this point.
Those two have a chemistry that's amazing.
I like them so much that I wish it could be reality because I think that would be outstanding.
I think there's going to have to do something with them.
Yeah.
There's no way they can't notice the chemistry of those. Braun is... remember when Braun first started and he was like, man, why should we... He's a big guy, can't do nothing. Guy has charisma like crazy.
Yeah, he does. I love him.
He's not the best of wrestlers, but he's getting better.
He is.
See, I think it'd be interesting now that Alexa Bliss's real life fiance Murphy is up.
He's in 205 Live, right?
Yes. Yeah, I think it'd be kind of interesting to involve him somehow.
Yeah, I don't think they would.
I don't think a lot of people know about that. Yeah.
They don't need to.
But people are not stupid and WWE knows it. Okay. Fans are not stupid.
They're not stupid, but the idea is you have to suspend belief.
Right.
Too.
Lana
you have to do your
made
part.
Out with Dolph Ziggler for like a month.
Everybody knew that she was already married.
And everyone knew she was with Rusev.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. I just thought it'd be kind of interesting to
what's going to happen? He's like half the size of Braun. I mean, there's been like nothing you could really, it's not like you could have, I mean, even David and Goliath is going, yeah, that can't buy into this.
No, and don't get me wrong. I'm team Braun, Alexa, like all day long. They're like my two favorites in the main roster right now. So of course I'm rooting for him, but I don't know. It'd be cool. I hope they do something beyond this once it's done because it's almost over. And I know a lot of people that are actually really enjoying it. It's not part of the main picture. And so you can do a lot of things that you normally wouldn't see on the main televised event.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe one day we'll do a fantasy booking show. I don't know.
Ooh, that would be good.
That'd be good. I don't know. anybody would listen.
Hey,
write in if you would. You can write in on Twitter at Potty Slam Show, Potty Slam Show on Facebook, and Potty Slam Show on. See, you always do the Potty Slam plugs. Potty Slam Show on Podomatic.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's the place we're at.
So I did your plug. So,
hey, I'll do your plug.
Thank you.
Ephus. Ephus Podcast. Ephus.net.
EphusPodcast.net.
Yes, that. You baseball history. That.
There we go.
Baseball.
Baseball.
Baseball season is about to begin, too.
Whoop, whoop.
I am all fired up.
Baseball. Fuck yeah. Off Tempo Podcast. You can find that podcast on Facebook and Podbean. It's the music podcast that April and I do, much like this show. And then you can find all three of us with Ryan on Conspiracy Therapy Podcast, and that's our podcast where we talk about cryptids and you know what it is.
The penis therapy show.
Yep.
So
that's about right, too.
And that's on Facebook, Twitter, and Podomatic.
I think last one we covered penguin penis.
Yep, we did.
We weren't covered in penguin penis. That.
Thank goodness.
How could you forget?
Because of all the penises we talk about.
That's true. It's a plethora of penis. It's a bushel of cocks.
Is it like it is. It's like a bouquet.
It's a bouquet of dong. It's
bush. Bouquet of bush.
I wish there was some bush thrown in. There's rarely any bush thrown in.
There's never any bush.
It's all dwang. You can catch all this on Beer City Media, Beer City Media on Twitter and on Facebook. This has been this week's episode of the Potty Slam. We hope to catch you next week. I'm riding, riding, Piper Boy. I gotta get him. I'm riding, riding, Piper Boy. I gotta get him. I'm riding, riding, Piper Boy. This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.